And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Sunday, August 23rd edition of the Press Box. Naughty and the Company, right up until 1 p.m. I will be joined by Earl the Pearl, Stat Roy, and Mega in short order. But we do have the Sunday edition of the Press Box ready to go for you. Happy Sunday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the Press Box. And don't forget, the Press Box is being brought to you by The Island Game, the game, you know, the friends you trust. And don't forget, The Island Game has $10,000 up for grabs, cold cash, this NFL season. It's all part of their survivor pool. You simply have to log on to theislandgame.com, get yourself an account if you haven't got one already, and you pick a different team every week. You survive from week to week, and the last person standing is going to go off or walk off with $10,000 cash as the sole survivor in the Island Games NFL 2026 Survivor Pool. Now, remember, entries have to be in by September 9th. All right, you have to be signed up September 9th. Each entry costs $10, and you can play up to 20 entries a person. Okay, so it gives you ample opportunity to cover the whole season and be the sole survivor. For more information, you can simply log on to theislandgame.com. All right. In addition to that, we're also being brought to you by KFC Nassau. Let them do the cooking for you today. From their kitchen to yours, it's always finger-licking good. Let them be part of your pregame, halftime, or postgame. They got those summer buckets going on. And don't forget those chicken sandwiches. If you want a chicken sandwich done, you better go to somebody who does chicken for a living. Go check out the Colonel. He'll get you hooked up. Also being brought to you by Green Parrot. That is the official watering hole of the Press Box. That's where we're taking in all the games, all the time, with all the action, all the beer specials, wing specials you can imagine. Be sure to check out Green Parrot all football season long, Thursday night football, Sunday night football, and Monday night football. In addition to that, we're also being brought to you by Harborside Marine. Remember, summer's here. You need that boat in order. They have everything in order for you to get your boat in order for the summer, all right? You got your buoys, you got your life vest, you got your ropes, you got your engines as well, inboard and outboard. And remember, they do full installation. Crawfish season going on as well. They got all your crawfish traps available for you as well. So be sure to check out Harborside Marine Monday through Saturday, okay, for all of your maritime and nautical needs. Big up to all the sponsors. Like I said, couldn't do it without them. Purdy will be joining us in short order, as well as Statboy and, of course, Mega. But we got lots to talk about, all right? We're going to talk about, we start off with the local scene, obviously, and then we'll go international. And let me see who's joined us yet. I know Purdy is on the way. And we had a Statboy sighting. We need to find Statboy. And I think Stat Boy's in already. Okay, what's going on, Stat Boy?
What up, what up, what up? Good morning, Press Boxers.
You had an early bird. We're still waiting on Pearly to zoom in, and Mega will be in short order, but Mega has fallen victim to three initials that we shall not call.
Who may that be?
Just don't worry about three initials.
All right, cool.
Before we are affected by those same three initials.
Okay.
But yeah, we will start with the local scene. NFL preseason, just real quick, boy, your Ravens looking good there, Sancho.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. Lane 6 keeps looking great. The team looks great.
My Cowboys actually look pretty decent. Not since 2007 have we had a squad that has been this balanced and this solid. And hopefully Shoddy will do a good job coaching him up this year. I got a good feeling. Let Pearly in. He's trying to get in. When you see your second and your third team has played to a higher level, that tells you something about the squad, and that tells you something about the coaching, and that tells you something about the philosophy that Schottenheim was trying to put on that team. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think we're going to be able to play well on the road and at home, and I think Christian Parker, he's only going to be in Dallas a year or two. I'm going to be honest with you. You are looking at another future young African-American head coach that I think is going to take the league by storm, whoever he picks up. Whichever team ends up getting him as the head coach is going to get a brilliant young football mind.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Oh, boy. Here we go again. Early.
Hey, Birdie. What's happening? How you doing, man?
Birdie, I have said nothing but what is facts. Go look at what's happened in the first two preseason games.
I hear this from you every August.
No, you
every
don't.
Every August.
No, you
just
don't.
Just about. Maybe one not here or there, but
you're
just
gonna,
about.
You're going to hear it later on today in the 12 o'clock hour, the caveat.
You know, when the guy who used to be the linebacker from Penn State came there, you spoke highly of him. The minute he gone, that changed.
Which guy from Penn State? I never spoke highly of him. Who did I want in that draft, Sancho? Well, let him know.
No, you want it. You want it. Patrick Surtain, but when you got him, you was happy with him.
Because you got him, you got him good at what you got.
You were very happy,
you wanted a filet mignon, but you got a porterhouse. You got to make the porterhouse work.
Well, I got you. All right. I'm just going to sit
back. I don't even know
what
you're talking about now. Anyway.
I'm going to sit back.
Is you referring to the linebacker formerly of Penn State University, the linebacker used to play there?
Yeah, some guy. But I'm going to sit back, tote my dolphin carib, and just wait for you to join me in the loser's lounge. I will have some. If you don't drink Jack Daniels anymore, I'll have some Coke sodas for you.
You might be waiting longer for me this year than most years.
Well, hopefully. For you, I would hope so that you can be happy and, you know.
I'm not predicting anything. I'm not saying any Super Bowl or nothing. I just expect Dallas to be a very competitive team, very balanced, barring injury on both sides of the football. I think that coaching is well improved. I think we're going to see something out of the boys this year. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying anything else outside of that.
You just forced your to say Super Bowl. You might as well say that.
No, I mean, I'm optimistic about the Ravens. I see a lot of similarities with the Ravens there, too. New head coach, new philosophy, trying to, you know, implement his system on the squad. They seem to be buying in.
We don't have as much talent.
I see Jacksonville very similar. What's the coach's name again over there?
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen trying to do his thing 2 years in a row and really buying into the Duval and Duval buying into them. Be very careful of Jacksonville this year. Houston's defense is lights out. They're going to have to do something offensively because I think that their quarterback situation is kind of up in the air. But defensively, the Texans are another young team to watch that are going to be around. Seattle is another one. 49ers with the injuries, our situation is another. We've got a lot of teams that they could make some noise this year in the NFL.
It's going to be, like Mineral said, a balanced NFL season.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty balanced. I love a balanced NFL season, you know?
Yeah. You're going to have those 15 out of the 32, those 15, 16 teams that are going to be in the money. Then you're going to have another 10 teams that are going to be competitive, and then you're going to have us, the bottom five, that is going to toe cut it.
Yes, indeed. Now, let's, speaking of cut it, let's turn to the local sports scene and see who took cut it, where, why, and how, or who dished it out. Let's start off with soccer. Bahamas is undefeated through two games at the 2026 Caribbean Football Union CW Under 14 Boys Challenge Series in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Yeah, they lost. They lost, though. They lost Thursday.
So they beat Anguilla 3-0 and Montserrat 5-0. And they play, who did they play on Thursday,
Guyana, brother? Guyana. They lost to Guyana 1-0.
Are they still alive in the tournament?
No, they're out of the tournament. Only the top finishers of each division moves on.
All right, so there you have it. But it's still good to go get two victories over there, too.
You know, they did very well. Like I said, the fact that they just made it there and was able to win, get two victories, this shows us how far football is coming in the Bahamas. And young kids, if they keep it up, we'll be competitive within the Caribbean.
As we move to sailing, Bahamian Junior athletes have taken a number of sporting disciplines by storm this year, and the national sport sailing is no exception. Six Bahamian sailors put their skills on display at the 2026 International Laser Class Action, Laser Class Association, sorry, ILCA 6 Youth World Championships, which wrapped up in Aarhus, Denmark on Wednesday. Team Bahamas included sailors Eliza Denning, Mary Jack Nash, Emmanuel John Alexiou, Nash Cartwright, Armin Manwatiker, and Finney McKinney Lambert. The six-member continuum was coached by Niels Brockenshuizen for the second consecutive year. Denning was coming off the fifth-place finish at the 2026 Central American and Caribbean Games, closed out the competition with a top 20 finish overall in the youth women's ILCA 6 category, showing a 12th-place finish with a total gross of 163 and a net score of 125. Mary Jack Nash, who's bronze alongside Patrick Tomlinson in the two-person mixed dinghy at the 2026 Central American Games, competed in the under-17 youth women's category. She ended up with a total gross of 306 and a net score of 259. Nash finished in 75th position overall. But good to see our sailors going off and doing big things, though, because there's a ton of competition in those championships. Don't both of you speak at once.
I agree with you. I agree with it. Yeah.
Could hardly hear you guys. Mr. Producer, you might want to check on the volume for us. And you know, we got a Denver Bronco producer today, so y'all be careful, okay?
Oh, boy. Anything possible now?
You know that. Anything when Simba's in the building, especially if you talk about his Broncos.
Denver's going to have a pretty good team as well, so he should be pretty happy.
I agree.
We'll talk about them in the 12 o'clock. Miller Weibo gets back to the Bahamas. Glad to see Shawnee back home. Shawnee Miller Weibo victory's never ended at the finish line. The Bahamian two-time Olympic champion is extending her legacy into homes and communities throughout a practical act of compassion, helping people obtain a safe and comfortable place to sleep. Through the Shawnee Miller Weibo Foundation, more than 250,000 net worth of mattresses have been donated to people throughout the Bahamas, including residents of the Family Islands. The program is aimed at families and individuals who may not have any means to purchase their basic household necessities. Good for you, Shawnee.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Very good. Good job. I like to see that. That's good stuff right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we talk about that.
Esports catching on in the Bahamas. Well, I say we have some of the kids with some of the strongest thumbs in the world. That's all they do is play video games.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity for them to get paid now. The Bahamas Esports Federation, BESIF, and national team manager Adam Hanna guided Team Bahamas through a busy summer of international competition representing the country across several major esports tournaments. The campaign included qualifiers for the Esports Nations Cup 2026 in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where the Bahamas competed in Mobile Legends, Valorant, Rainbow Six, Rocket League, and EA Sports FC against countries from Latin America and the Caribbean. While no team advanced, the Bahamas had its competitive international debut in four of the five disciplines. At the Central American and Caribbean Games in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Derek Wong Jr. advanced from a 16-country regional qualifying Street Fighter VI before finishing fifth overall. Team Bahamas then competed in qualifiers for the Global Esports Games 2026 in Los Angeles, California, and in disciplines such as NBA 2K, Clash Royale, eFootball, and Mobile Legends. The highlight came from the NBA 2K team, Clint Nuri, Jeremiah Cooper Jr., and Dwight Clark Jr., which finished first in a seven-country bracket, surviving a dramatic three-way tie to secure qualification in the Mobile Legends League. Good stuff. Boys, Doc, but I know a couple of people who we could get going on esports and turn them over to making some money.
Yeah, for sure.
Anybody that lives in the Tipping Arm area?
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you, baby. We were growing up playing video games. You played it for the fun. I never thought of being able to be a professional gamer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got kids making buku bucks being professional gamers.
But wow. The thing about it is that it's competitive. There's competition there. There's something that you could be the best at. So I don't knock esports. There's still competition.
Is Flight still doing this thing there? Start right?
Of course Flight reacts. Flight more so reacts to videos and stuff nowadays. He doesn't play the video games as much anymore, but he still plays them from time to time. But that's what Flight made his money off of.
Yeah, Flight became huge off of that. And you got a lot of kids getting big endorsements as well, too, doing big things with esports. So I'm glad to see us happening here and encourage the growth, because if that's where the kids are going to – if you got a cross-section of kids that are not going to get out on the field and play, but actually can do well at playing video games and attain scholarships, because I hear you can go to college on esports scholarships, yeah, so on and so forth, playing esports leagues and make buku bucks and get sponsorships. I'm not mad. There's opportunity for him to succeed there. Go for it and do well.
Wow.
Jonquil Jones injured with an ankle injury.
Oh, boy.
So she's going to be out the next couple of games.
Oh, Lord. This is the time you're going to be healthy. This playoff time coming up.
This is very much close to the playoff time. So we'll see what's going on. We will be talking WNBA in short order, so we might, you know, pivot back to this and break that down for you as well, because we do have to get to the break in short order. Just got one more local story to get in, and then we'll go international. Starring King on the Move again, this from basketball. And I'm aiming an NCAA basketball, that is. Bahamian Collegiate Basketball stars A.J. Stewart and Frederick King Jr. are on the move, began transferring by way of the National Collegiate Athletics Association transfer portal. King, an Andrews native, is committed to rejoining the Creighton University Blue Jays for the 2026-2027 campaign. Meanwhile, Stewart has committed to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas men's basketball program for next season. You know, I have a smile on my face because that UNLV program is very near and dear to my heart. One of my best friends played for the Running Rebels, Stacey Augment. And glad to know that Mr. Storr is going to go AJ is going to go to UNLV. I think he's going to get the minutes and the opportunity to get on the court and play ball that he was not allowed at Kansas, simply because Kansas is such a good squad. Vegas is a good squad in its own right, but pure AJ Storr is a pure plug-and-play starter from day one on that Vegas squad. They put him in the transfer portal. They paid a couple of dollars as well, too. So they put their money where their mouth is.
Super. That's Apple. That's wonderful.
You know, interesting stat came out of the Cowboy-Cardinal game last night. The backup quarterback in Arizona, a former starter in Miami. What was his name again? Beck?
Carson Beck?
Yeah. You know, Carson Beck is now making less as an NFL rookie than he did as a collegiate starter last year at Miami.
Pretty sure we all
talked about $4.7 million last year to be the starter for the Canes, and this year he's making about $2.something to be the backup or third string for Arizona.
Yeah.
There's a possibility he could start, though, because who does Arizona have at quarterback?
Jacoby Brissett.
He's hurt. When he comes back, sure, maybe. But who else? Gardner Minshew?
No. I think Beck is a starter if Brissett's injured for the season opener. But I eventually think if Brissett is the starter, the reins get passed to Beck at some point during the season. Because this is the Cardinals we're talking about.
Exactly.
They're going to be in the toilet rebuild. Before not.
This is a full rebuild.
He still ain't going to get no reins. He still can make that same money.
Exactly. That's fair. That's fair.
There's a lot of talent on that Arizona team, too, man. I just don't understand how snake bit they are. But they got some talent on that team, you know.
They're just young talent. But they also got to stay healthy, though, because Jeremiah Love got hurt. He got a high ankle sprain. That's rough. He's a rookie, too.
Yeah, and that tackle, again, was one of those dirty hip lock tackles.
Yeah, hip drop. Yeah, they say it's banned, but nobody ever flags it.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. We'll take our first break right now. On the flip side of the break, Stat Boy and Earl the Pearl and I will be back, and we'll jump into the WNBA. We'll also talk Major League Baseball. And then in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll talk NBA offseason and, of course, the NFL preseason results from yesterday. And 2 weeks left in the preseason. Let's see what happens. Now, this is where it gets interesting. This is where you get some unexpected cuts coming up, unexpected last-minute trades. So we'll see what's going on, all right, in the NFL across the board, top to bottom, scores included. So keep it right here where you got it. The Sunday, August 23rd edition of the Press Box continues right after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on the Sunday, August 23rd edition of the Press Box. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, Harborside Marine. All right, big up to all the sponsors, man. Couldn't do it without them. The Island Game, KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, and Harborside Marine. Like I said, each and every Sunday making it happen for you. And we're going to switch to the WNBA right now. Because we need to talk about what's happening over there and obviously that injury to Jonquel Jones. Go ahead, Pearly.
You know, my girl has been on fuego. She went 9 for 9 in the last game and then put up 31 for 20 points and another double-double. And then last night, she put up 31 points and another double-double as Angel Reese and the Atlanta Dream won again.
Yep, so, she's got a career high 31 last night.
Yeah, she's doing great.
The Dream are in the playoffs.
Yep. It's exciting. You know, she's my number one player. But Wherever she go, I go.
Well, you know, we know that pretty. That's no secret.
You know, normally I'm very loyal to the team, but in this case, I'm very loyal to her.
We look at the New York Liberty, and they won despite Jonquel being injured. Jonquel has an ankle sprain, so she'll be out the next couple of games. But that's kind of bad news right before the playoffs. But it's a good sign that the Liberty can play without her, because they actually won last night's game. Like I said, Liberty wing Leonie Fibich spent the past 7 weeks watching from the sideline as New York struggled to find a groove, going 9-7 in her absence as she recovered from a left foot injury. A defensive standout and 3-point shooting, Ace Freibach, was said she put it as she was suffering a lot while observing from afar, knowing she could help amid the Liberty struggles. In her first game back Saturday, Fibich demonstrated just how much of a boost she can be for the champion-minded Liberty, leaving her fingerprints all over New York's 109-102 victory over the Indiana Fever. Fibich, who the Liberty coach Chris DeMarco called one of the best players in the entire WNBA, finished with 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists, shooting 5 for 5 of her 3-point possessions. She also played strong defense on Caitlin Clark, who had just 5 points. Held down Caitlin to 5.27 shooting. So this Fibich is now my second favorite player in the WNBA. But third. Ionescu, because she's a Mamba disciple. And then obviously Fibich, but they're all New York Liberty. You see that? You see that?
Yeah, I see that.
So, you know, the Liberty looked to be a contender. Also, you know, you still have that. We'll talk about the playoff picture now in a second in the WNBA. But again, the WNBA still has more issues with that lingering topic hanging over everybody's head in the WNBA. And now Liberty star Breanna Stewart has always seen the WNBA as an inclusive place that has served as a safe space for its fans and the players. That's been challenged lately. And the WNBA has been the subject of recent debates on what transgender women, people assigned male at birth who transition to align with their gender identity, should be allowed to participate in the league. Okay.
Why is there so much fuss for these transgender women?
Why are we still...
Men trying to come in the league.
They should form a league of their own. If you have a group of transgender individuals, if they identify male, form a league for them that is male. And if they identify female, form a league that is female. I have long been a proponent of this. Yes, however you want to live your life and choose your life and identify as to who you are and what you want to be and live your real truth, that is fine. But that still makes you, if you're a man that identifies as a woman and you're 6'4", 220, you're still going to be a 6'4", 220 woman that you identify as. So you're still going to have an advantage, clear-cut advantage in a league against women that are infinitely smaller than you.
The playing field is not going to be level.
And that goes for basketball, for soccer, for track and field, for swimming.
Making too much sense right now.
It's a simple fix to it. I don't see why there's such an issue. Now, when you're trying to force inclusion, that's where I have a problem.
That's the whole point. I identify as a great white shark. Do you think great white sharks are going to accept me, or will I become shark food?
It depends what you're going in the water after. If it's chicken risotto from Spritz, that's shark lose.
Why are you going to be so petty like that?
Use my boy, I love you.
No. Why are you going to be petty like that?
Easy.
I'm just saying.
All right. If I went up against the shark over ribs, you know the shark lose.
No, still, that's not the point. The point is, you could identify as whatever you want to identify as, but certain things just aren't meant to be. That's my whole point.
But you're making it petty.
So you mean to tell me I could identify as whatever I want to identify as?
Who's stopping you? Look at
that. I identify myself as an R&B crooner.
Okay.
You know I can't sing a lick, though.
But see, that's my point. That's my point. You can't force inclusion where it isn't meant to be. If the WNBA was serious about including people, they would set up avenues for them to compete fairly. But when you compete against biological women, it's unfair. It's completely unfair.
But I mean, it continues. The debate continues to go on there, Starboy. So how do we rectify it? What's the solution in the long run? I say the leagues.
And I was trying to agree with you.
That's what I was trying to do.
No, but I mean, you have any other suggestions that you know, I mean?
There doesn't need to be any other.
You're a young person that lives in a world that's evolving with these things every day. These things did not, they were in our world when Freddie and I were growing up, but people weren't as vocal. There wasn't platforms for information to be put out there. So, I mean, how does your generation take it?
Well, I speak for myself. I can't speak for my generation because somebody might disagree with me. I can only speak from my perspective. And my perspective is that if you want to play professional sports as a transgender athlete,
you have to do so amongst yourselves in your leagues, like you said, because that's how you can ensure fair competition. It's not about hate and it's not about exclusion. This is about protecting women's sports.
Wait, really? It is.
Which has been a big thing, but now when it comes for the transgender athletes, the WNBA doesn't care to protect women's sports. They care to protect forced inclusion.
Listen, I've already said, you know, however you want to identify in this world and that makes you happy, and that's the life and the truth you want to live, that's fine. I get that. We're on the same page with that. I think that the league should also be made and enhanced for these folks to be included and to play in it, especially if they love sports and they're good athletes. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, the leagues need to remain separate. I don't know why the forced inclusion is coming in, and I don't know why they're using the WNBA as a scapegoat. I don't get it.
It
makes no sense.
Yeah. But then again, that's the whole point. They want it to make no sense. They want confusion.
All right. I got a little technical difficulty on my end. So let's get to the break. We'll take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll be right back. Right here to the Sunday, August 23rd edition of the Press Box.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Miss the show? you can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at you on the Sunday, August 23rd edition of the Press Box. Nobody in the company right up until 1 p.m. We're joined by Earl the Pearl, Stat Boy, and I think Mega should be joining us.
Yeah, Rachel, bud.
All right. What's going on, Mega?
I can listen to the last bit of the conversation I had about the whole trans thing. I mean, the easy fix to me is just give them their own league.
Exactly.
That's it. Just give them their own league. I mean, that's America. They do everything what they want to do. So create a TNBA and let them play against each other. Let the man play against the woman and let's see how far it goes. See how long it lasts. That's all. Easy fix. Leave the NBA for the men, WNBA for the women, and that's it.
That's all you got to do.
But it's amazing that how we...
The problem is, if they go with that transgender league, what do you check for that?
Who can check for it?
They're not going to make the money.
Yeah, but see, that's my point, Brady. Let them do their own thing since they won't play. We can give you your own league, maybe give you all some endorsements for 1 year, and let's see how it goes from there. The WNBA is still in the red. So if the WNBA is still in the red, imagine the TNBA. That's all funny now. TNBA, you know? So
in the block.
Yeah. So leave it like that. You know, Americans make their own problems. And it's like they act like, oh, no, what we can do. Come on, man. I gotta find money to throw at anything in this world. So, yeah, throw money at that and let's see how it goes from there.
Well, they gotta do something because it's just a story that's just not going away.
No, it's not gonna go away.
Who's gonna put big money behind any transgender league? Think about it.
But think about it like this, Pearly. What they say?
Not to cut you off, but you remember when Bud Light did that thing, and people, they got hurt by going with that gazing.
Right. But remember now, it's the LGBTQ community. So they have some very powerful people in that community who could spend money on that if they want to see that.
You have two options, either form the TNBA, or they don't get to compete in sports.
Listen, I just watch the Banana League, okay, sometimes. It's like a parody of baseball, but it's actually baseball, but just not the MLB.
Yeah.
Anything is possible in America. If it's such a big issue, and like I said, the only reason why it's an issue is because it became political. Transvestite people have been living in America around them for hundreds of years. They ain't just come there. But when you put it in politics, it becomes a bigger issue. And they're using it and they weaponize it to go against certain people to try to say, hey, this side accept these type of people, but our side don't accept them. That's all it is. Yeah. If they didn't recognize it and put it in politics, nobody would care. Nobody would care. We had gay players in the NBA. We had gay players in the NFL. Have they ever been on that level where it's been such politicized or, you know, victimized? We talk about it every now and then, but then we move on. I remember when Michael Sam was in the NFL, one or two games he played, he had a sack or so. And by the end of the season, nobody was talking about it. So it's just because of the who it is in power right now in the United States, and they politicize it, that they run with it. Even though we know that set of people make less than 1% of the population.
Exactly.
340 million people. So when you get somebody who have a bully pulpit making noise about it every day and telling these people to say, yeah, let's run on that, let's make noise with that, what do you think is going to happen?
But there's something going on in the WNBA because not only is it this story that won't go away with the transgender athletes, but apparently there was an incident at the Chicago Sky's home game against the Golden State Valkyrie. It was interrupted when multiple fans threw multiple sex toys on the court on Friday. The second consecutive night for a disruption similar to what occurred in several WNBA games last season.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
What's the symbol of throwing the sex toys on the field?
Right, but what's the symbolism in that? What's that about?
That's just you know you always have one stupid person in every group of 40,000 people sitting there who's going to do some outrageous stupidness. I mean, we got fans who come and dump and run on the field when football games are going on. So you're going to have somebody who's going to be stupid to do stuff like that. And in today's world, guys make bets on things like that now. Like, hey, I'm going to bet $50 that I'm going to run on the field or do some stupid. Now you have places like Poly Market that has bets on these things now. So
and Cal Sheet. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like nothing is off limits right now in America. America is the land of the free, and they show you why there's a land of the free, because they do whatever they want. So those things don't surprise me anymore. Like you said, I remember issues and situations like this happening last year again. So
my thing is, it's a health hazard, though.
Yeah, it's a health hazard.
Because I can tell you why. Because when my family and I went to a Magic game, I think it was in 2024, it was Magic versus Spurs, Wemby's rookie year, you had to get a locker. And you had to put your, like, bags and belongings and stuff out there. You couldn't take any bags into the arena. You could have your phone and your wallet on you, on your person, and that was probably about it. So how are people getting these into arenas in the WNBA? How?
Listen to me. I wouldn't be
Health hazard.
Man, listen, I can go so many days with that. So don't listen. Don't set me up because
I don't want to get no one in trouble. So put the blame on me. All right, like Akon said. But I'm asking.
Listen, but Sancho, it ain't hard to do them things, man. You get a friend who work in the arena and say, "But hey, guy, I want to do something stupid. Listen, put this inside when you go to work. Blah blah blah."
They can set it up that way too.
You're being nice, Mega. You're being nice. That ain't how they sneak them inside.
And I won't be. I just try to be PR right now.
Hey, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I know they don't sell them at the games.
You know, but to me, it's like, it's so stupid how they just created this false narrative that, you know, transgenders are taking over the country. It ain't just in sports. It basically in everything. It even starts to talk about children that come home and say, "Mommy and Daddy, I want to have a sex change." And like, but Americans running with it. And I'm like, boy, it's so easy to manipulate people when they believe in one, you know, one party. And that's what's happening over there. You know, and I ain't calling nobody name, but we don't know who are you talking about.
Yes.
Name it.
You know? And that's what happened. He goes there, he weaponizes the stuff that he thinks, you know, the Christian values of the, you know, of that side is going to not like. And guess what? It's working. It's working, and it's working to perfection.
It's the odd reality right now with that issue. And that's the way to get people. You put it in sports. That's the easiest way to polarize people.
Sports is supposed to be the your getaway from what's
exactly.
Being
on
your life. And now that he's taking it and bringing it into sports, you know, you're ready to deal with the racism, but now let's deal with transgender athletes. And, like, what you're going to do, you're going to destroy that fabric of what, you know, what make me just like a cowboy fan when we're sitting in the stands together. Because he may be a Republican, they may be a Democrat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's until he go, I think this can always be an issue. Trust me. I guarantee you, as soon as he go, this won't be an issue no more. The stupidity we talking about it, he wouldn't be talking about it. but because they politicize it and it's out there every day, and even the governors of those certain states are trying to, you know, keep punching on that, and I'm like, where are you going with this? They're not going to go anywhere. They're going to be here until the end of time. So what are you going to do about it? And the thing about it is they have powerful people that have money and resources too.
And see, they got to be careful too, Mega, how they advocate for all of this. Because like you said, they got a lot of people with resources and money, you know, pushing agendas and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful how your message is delivered, because, you know, one person say something one way, it's all good. Another person say the same thing, a little bit different, they won't crucify him.
Exactly. And another example.
And trust me, I've been held to that standard in my lifetime where somebody say something very similar to what I say, but where I keep it real and I call the politician out or whatever, now I'm a bad person.
Yeah, we know how society goes, especially over here too. But I gave an example to a friend of mine this week. I say, a lot of us have Apple phones. The CEO of Apple is a homosexual. Are we going to throw away our phones because he's gay?
So that's who took the bite out of Apple.
I can't do that.
Well, if it was any consolation, I'm Android.
Hey, don't talk to someone. The guarantee, if you look at that board director, somewhere down the line, somebody might be
for real. For real.
So to me, it's at the end of the day, it's still you as a person to teach yourself, teach your children, you know, how they're supposed to be. Because if you leave it up to the world.
And again, like I say, anybody's personal life choices, how they identify, how they choose to live their life, is between them and God. Only God could judge them. So at the end of the day, if they're going to do it right. So it's fair and it's a level playing field. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah. So we running on, you know, with some narrative that we know don't make no sense, because the name can change anything. You know, the WNBA, I laugh and he's like, you know, what is a woman? And I'm like, you serious? You know what a woman is? Like the dictionary just burned up, something like that? They don't have books in the U.S. no more? You know? So who's pushing these narratives in the WNBA where they need to have conversations about who is a woman and what is a woman? You know? It's just ridiculous.
I think it's the president, and that's why she's catching a lot of hell.
Yeah, she's very controversial.
You know, so right. The more air we give to it, the more it can just be an issue. Because I looked at it like, man, these things are before I was born. You know, I know they ain't go after, you know, after I leave.
We got Stat Boy still there?
Yeah.
What we got on top today in the WNBA as far as schedule was?
The games? Let me get that for you right now.
I know they should have 1, 2, 3, 4 games at least on top today.
We got the Wings playing the Storm at 4 o'clock. The Fire play the Mystics at 7 o'clock. Tempo and Aces at 7 o'clock. And the Chicago Sky play the Fever at 7 o'clock.
All right, so you got some good games in the WNBA right there. And let's slide over to Major League Baseball now. This is where Purdy's going to get to beat his chest.
My team just won 5 in a row.
I know it was coming. I know it was coming.
Yeah, boy. You know it. You know it always coming, maybe Purdy.
And then I'm happy that Kyle Tucker, who's been having a real slump, not earning that $60 million a year, had a key base hit with run scoring, 2 RBIs to put the Dodgers ahead in the game. So he basically gave us the winning score. But it's good to see him get a base hit because I was a little worried about him. He was like 0 for 26 in Dodger Stadium. Then I don't think he had a hit in Dodger Stadium since April, 11 days ago.
0 for 26. Boy, that's a number.
Yeah, so he was getting booed in Dodger Stadium. And then somebody put a statement out and said we shouldn't be booing him, we should be cheering him on. And so the first game at Dodger Stadium, he got a standing ovation.
And he played his best game in Dodger Stadium.
No. He still went 0 for. And then yesterday, he had a hit. And that was, I mean, they gave him a standing ovation for that hit. It was like, I don't know if that's sarcasm or just happy for him.
That was pure sarcasm, Purdy.
But Ohtani stood up for him and said, you know, we're sticking together. We're a team. We win as a team. We lose as a team. So that was kind of nice.
Scoobal had a good show for you all yesterday.
Gave up 3 runs in the first inning. And then shut them right down. Struck out like 10, struck out 11, I think. And really pitched a good from second to the seventh inning, pitched really well. Evan Phillips came in and pitched well. Dryer pitched well, so I can't complain. 5 in a row. We beat who we supposed to be beating. We're supposed to sweep Kansas City. We should sweep Pittsburgh. That's what gives you the confidence for when the Cubs come in town. So we're looking good.
But he's talking about Dodgers. You know, we got to talk about this whole situation for a second, though, with the Joe Lona, right? Because it sounds like he's selling off his ownership of them, too.
Nah, he's just going to sell. He's selling Chelsea.
In a hurry.
He's selling Chelsea. There's no talk of him selling the Dodgers.
No, that's not what I heard this morning. There was speculation that he's
I heard the whole entire portfolio of sports teams is on the block.
Yeah, so like I was telling you,
I don't know who we got to pay, or I don't know what part of Uncle Sam's arm coming for him, but trust me, this looks like somebody's selling off all the assets so they can stash a couple of million or a billion somewhere and give up the rest.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
With that kind of public sale, you can't stash nothing. But they know where the money goes, so. That kind
but
of
then I was saying they were paying Ohtani out of the back door of sushi parlors. Y'all was, now it all come out, right? Okay.
This ain't got nothing to do with Ohtani. Stop talking craziness, yeah?
You know, I just had to throw that in there.
I know.
But I did saw some information with it. It was talking about the whole Ohtani, the whole back door deal, something to do with Connie. It was a whole mixture of things into it. So I'm just going to see and just keep watching it in the meantime to see exactly what's going on. Because like I said from the beginning when I heard these sort of Lakers, I was like, nah, something here, right, Joe. This almost feels like some type of extortion to me.
No, he fraud the federal government, and then I get to hold him to give him an opportunity to pay it back. So he sold the Lakers to make that money. He's selling Chelsea.
He fraud Uncle Sam and the federal government. They always can find him. They always can track you down.
Yeah, so I think based on those 2 sales, he should be okay after that.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, we sold it too. See, that's why I said to me, it felt like some type of extortion. Because if you have an investigation running in, and all of a sudden a family member of the president is in the deal with the talks to get to buy the team, like, that sounds so fishy to me, you know? Because we already know what...
That's the president's son-in-law, brother. Right.
So we
can pretend anything directly to the president.
Like, just because that's the president's son-in-law, brother, Trump ain't got nothing to do with that at all.
I didn't say that.
Okay, then. Because I was just going to say, I can name plenty of references like that happen over here.
Don't get mega started on the Trump conspiracy theories.
Nah. This guy was a part of the team that tried to buy into FIFA for $20 billion. Where UEFA, CONCACAF, and the rest of them threatened not to come back to the World Cup, so they were pushed out.
I'm telling you, Pearly, there's a method to his madness selling all of this stuff, man.
Yeah, there's a method. He's trying to raise money to pay fine to the federal government. That's the method to the madness.
That's the bottom line, and have a couple of dollars left over. Start from scratch.
Yeah, and this government, the government you won't do the stuff with, especially, you know, our boys be petty when he don't like you. He can throw the book at you.
All right, we're getting ready to get into the 12 o'clock hour. We're going to talk NBA and obviously the NFL, and lots to talk about it in the NFL. But real
you
quick,
know what I noticed, yeah.
Baseball, did y'all see Randy Arozarena last night rob the home run and then have the walk-off?
Yes, yes, awesome. That was awesome.
That was the highlight of the night right there.
One of the best names in sports, Randy Arozarena.
And the thing about it is he saved the pitcher, that was his debut, who came out pretty good, gave up 3 runs, 5 strikeouts, a couple of walks, and it would have been a grand slam home run if Arozarena didn't save it, but that's it. But what about your Yankees, man? I'm not hearing much. You're very quiet when it comes to the Yankees.
Three games back at the Rays, with a couple of games in hand to play against them. Stanton just had an injury setback, so
again,
You start where you got more on Stan's injury. I know it was a setback.
I don't think Stanton's close to coming back. Aaron Judge will be back soon, but Stanton, no.
Okay, I mean, the money you're paying him is too big for anybody to take him. Is this his last year of the contract, or you got another year?
It needs to be the last year of the contract.
Oh, yeah.
A trade, you don't look too good now for Juna.
All right, real quick, Let me get a couple of these texts in before we get to the break. Good morning, Naughty and the Press Box crew, especially Stat Boy. Who can bring them stats to light? Like, no, only he can. And I can't forget that guy from SAC and the Evil Empire from L.A.
Good day, Jeff. Good afternoon, yeah. Jeff. Why are you not in church? Oh, yeah, you're out of church. Church was early. Okay.
Good morning, Naughty in the Press Box. And I know Stat Boy will talk about Scuba finally settled down in that Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
I did.
What you Dodgers will try next? And who will the Dodgers try to get next? When will the Dodgers be sold now? Let us know, Stat Boy. When are the Dodgers going to be sold?
I got no clue, but Mark Walter, how it sounds, he's getting ready to sell them anytime soon. But I doubt he would sell them. I think he wants to keep them, but it does look suspect that he has to sell, what, Chelsea and the Lakers?
Yes, Chelsea is on the sales block right now. He's trying to sell Chelsea.
I mean, Chelsea needs something, though, honestly.
Yeah.
He can't even fix that club.
Yeah. But for Jeff, Tyler Glasnow will be back Tuesday night in L.A. The rich get richer.
And on that note, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. We'll join you in the 12 o'clock hour on the Sunday, August 23rd, the Press Box, right after these messages.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Bueller Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Bueller. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sunday, August 25th edition of Class Rock Club Express. I've got it. KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, and Harborside Marine. And don't forget, $10,000 in cash up for grabs courtesy of the Island Game. It's the NFL Survivor Pool for 2026. You have to be registered by September 9th. $10 an entry, $20, 20 entries per person, so it'll cover the whole season. You have to pick a different team every week, and you have to survive. So you can't pick the same team. You got to change your teams every week, and the last standing survivor will walk off with $10,000 cold cash courtesy of the Island Game, the game you know, the friends you trust. The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly.
What you do is you go with the easy wins first, as you see how other teams develop, and then at the later times you pick the tougher teams. But you make sure the strategy is pick the easy wins first.
There's another strategy. Find a dog like the Dolphins. Like Freddie said, with the Dolphins, they go into a bunch of games, right?
Yeah.
And I'm using you as an example. Whoever the Dolphins play that week, that's the team you pick. If they play the Ravens, pick the Ravens. If they pick the Cowboys, play the Cowboys. If they pick the Niners, pick the Niners. And that's 3 weeks right there that you've covered.
Yeah. If they pick the Jets, don't pick the Jets.
Correct.
But I wouldn't. I wouldn't bet Miami Jets game because you don't know what could happen there.
Yeah, that's a divisional game, bro. You know how divisional games go.
Yeah, but plus they're two lousy teams, so you don't know what could happen. So, you know, yeah. If the Dolphins play in Kansas City, I go with Kansas City.
Correct. That's what you should do.
Yeah. Mega.
Yeah.
I want to complain to you about Naughty. You know, we have these fantasy leagues, and we were supposed to draft last night.
It was draft Friday.
Well, one Friday, one last night. Hey. Friday I knew it would change, so last night I went. Got my popcorn, made some tacos, had a couple of Modelos waiting, you know, sitting back chilling, other things waiting, sitting back chilling. And then I look, I'm reading, I open it up thinking to see 40 minutes before drop. I see 4 days and 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got everybody excited for Friday night too.
The sad thing about it is you have a couple of individuals in there who have not logged on, who have not flicking. Accepted the invite, telling me they can't get in, sit down to a laptop and log in. Stop.
You have to do that. You can't do it on your phone. You have to do it on your laptop. You can do the drop on the phone, but you have to set up yourself on the laptop. I had the same issue until I went on my laptop.
Yeah, it's going to keep it on.
What you two should do is go in that room and tell the brothers, them you all know how to get in, and look how fast that I'll do the draft tonight. I bet you I can do the draft tonight if you all go in that room right now and say, hey, let me show you all how to do it.
I'll go in the room and say something after the show.
Same culprits every year.
Every league has had them. Every league has
had them. Not all of us are tech savvy or have children who can help us out.
There you go. Oh, boy, I tell you. But anyhow, let's move to the NBA. Now, obviously, we got lots to talk about in the NBA, man. Obviously, we can pick up on what we left off of pre-break. The Lakers being sold, where does it go for them as a franchise, though?
This can be interesting to see because the Buss family having a fight. You know, four, five of the six siblings want to sell the Lakers. The 70, the interest. Jeannie doesn't want to sell, so they're having a fight. And then the other minority owner, Shang-Chu or something, I can't remember his name. He has a 4% ownership. He said he's not selling. He's keeping his shares.
He ain't letting his shares go.
And I blame him.
That's the whole thing about this whole deal to me. I was like, as historic as this franchise is, I don't see it because, you know, it's not really officially done as yet.
Right? Yeah, but you know, they didn't pay $12.5 billion. Right. The team is valued at $12.5 billion. Exactly. They bought 83%, which was $9.8 billion that they paid.
So, you know, until this thing is finalized, I think it's going to be, you can hear a lot more stuff coming out of this. Because I was like, yeah, this ain't the end yet. This ain't finished yet. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I'm just sitting and waiting to see, you know, me from my Celtic hating, I'm sad of me. So I'm like, yeah, okay, let's see how this goes.
Yeah. I hope it just doesn't distract from the team and what we're trying to build. That would be very disappointing.
Oh, it will, though. It will. That's already going to happen. You know? Especially with, you know, how the team looks now, LeBron's not there. You know, everybody can't wait to that game against the Lakers and the 76ers. So it's gonna be a little bit of
Christmas Day, right?
Yeah, I think it is Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day. Big game on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a distraction, but it's a good distraction for the NBA, you know, for them to have that right now going on. Because once the NFL starts, you know, the NFL basically is engulfing everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see, I you know, well, I don't know. Hopefully they'll be all right. I'm you know what else I'm trying to figure out in the NBA? How in the world did Kawhi Leonard get away?
It's called when you have power and influence, my brother. Come on, man, Brady. You know better than this, man. You know who Steve Ballmer is?
Where?
Yeah.
Really thought they was getting, guess what, man? Steve Ballmer. This ain't Bernie Madoff, you know. This ain't somebody who scam people of their money. It's somebody who already had their own money, you know, who got this pulse on sports, not just in the NBA. You really think that he was going to be like, listen, Silver, I need this to go away and, you know, flash like things in front of me and be like, yeah, this can go away.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain that's what happened.
Yeah, man. So I was like, when I saw the chemo, he's like, really, I have nothing on Kawhi. I was like, you really thought he was going to have something on Kawhi, Leonard? You know?
So he's going to end up in Toronto, is it?
Yes.
Raptors.
He's going to process it.
So they're going to let him just go?
Yep. I don't know why he left in the first place. He had a good thing there with them boys. You know?
He never should have left Toronto.
Oh, he was good there. He bought them a championship.
So they could have won more.
He was like the male. I don't know if they could have won more. They had to put some pieces around him.
That team was good the year after that, Mega. They were good. With him, they would have won the East.
That's again. Van Pelt, or whatever his name was, the point guard, right?
Van Vliet.
Fred Van Vliet.
Kyle
Van Vliet.
Lowry. Ibaka. Yeah. Norman Powell. Pascal Siakam. Mark Gasol. They would have won.
I don't know they'd have won. Because they there were some injuries in other teams. I can't remember who the other team was. Some injuries and that they got through.
Yeah, I had to give them a chance to get the playoffs. But the win the pool thing, the way, especially how the league is right now with the party, because I think there's a part of the party. I don't think they would have been back-to-back. You know?
I'm telling you, they could have gotten to the finals in that bubble year.
Now, they might have got them. Because I don't even see the Knicks be beating right now. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, fair enough.
And none of you all have brought up the absolute train robbery that is the career of James Harden making another $97 million in a guaranteed three-year deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's now made $411 million over his NBA career. Who would have thought the Bed would have made all of that? Let's check in with ESPN Sham Sharania and get the latest breakdown on Harden signing with the Cavs, and then I'll come back for your guys' take on it right after this. Let's hear from Sham Sharania.
All right, Shams, why was it important for Cleveland to lock Harden up for three more years?
Matt, from the outset of NBA free agency, James Harden had multiple different frameworks, a two-year potential deal or a three-year potential deal, but the Cavaliers needed James Harden's compromise on two major points. One was they needed him to reduce his annual salary from that $40 million per year range, like that player option he had at 42, or in the 40s on the potential two-year deal, they needed him to decrease that to about in the 30s on a three-year basis. And then they needed James Harden to give them the time necessary to add to this team. We know the Cavaliers went after LeBron James in July, and then on Wednesday, they locked in a deal to bring in Peyton Watson on a four-year, $88 million deal via a sign-and-trade. They needed James Harden's ability to be patient in order to go do that. So now you think about their starting lineup. Harden, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Peyton Watson, and Jarrett Allen. And for James Harden here today, this now put all the attention on him. 3 years, $97 million, fully guaranteed, a player option as well in that third season. And him and LeBron James are the only players to sign a contract at over $90 million at the age of 37 or older.
Wow.
Well, like I say, you could come Cleveland to the championship.
Ain't nothing happening for Cleveland now.
Nothing James Harden on the team. James Harden is the best regular season voice postseason superstar I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
He disappears in crunch time and big games.
So I don't know what Cleveland's for.
I was never a Harden fan. I always thought that he was overrated.
Overrated in the way, you know. It's just, but he just comes through. He's killing in the regular season. Put it on points, 25, 27, 30. While in the postseason, he'd be like Ray James Harden is. So you could take Cleveland out of that playoff bubble right now.
Especially wow. In an elimination game, he will disappear.
Listen, they couldn't work at ESPN. They'd have fired me the first day because that had been too real. They'd be like, yeah, well, let's take them out, move along. Let's put another team inside there. Let's put Indiana back there. Because teams are not get you.
Indiana's going to be a healthy team this year, so you don't, I would.
That's why I said that. You know, that's why I said that. Because they come with your boy back. Listen, if they... Halliburton didn't get hurt. I think they would have win that game 7 against OKC, you know.
Very possible, you know.
Very possible. It's right.
He was on fire to start too.
Halliburton was a big difference in that team. But I mean, let's look at a couple of other news highlights from the NBA. We can touch on these real quick. Klay Thompson said to join the Heat after Mavs buyout. I think that helps. He's going to find a lot of open shots in Miami, but can he put the ball in the bucket still?
My thing is, I don't know why, but I really thought he would end up a Laker.
As did I.
So that's this.
I mean, and even the stories are coming out. Michael Thompson was talking, but he wanted him to, you know, he was hoping he would be a Laker. And then all of a sudden, the Heat, I was like, wow, okay. I did not
see
that
coming. The Heat was always a contender, and they gave him more money. I think they did a good old WAP. Tuesday, father and son talked up the Lakers to chum the waters, and they got the Heat to bite.
Okay, probably so.
DeMar DeRozan signs a one-year deal to join the veteran minimum, a $3.9 million deal to join the Denver Nuggets.
Now, that's interesting.
I think that provides some good mid-range shooting to that squad because they've been sink or swim with that kid Braun. Either he's on or he's off. And then stat boy, your guy, the point guard.
Jamal Murray?
He's always injured.
Yeah.
He gets injured often, but he's great.
He's great when he's healthy. So I think DeRozan comes in and he's a steady scorer either off the bench or in that starting five, but he's got that mid-range game down.
Does that move make Denver any more of a contender than they were last season? I don't think so.
No,
I believe it does. I think it does.
Paul Perley, where's the defense?
I don't know if it's all about the defense, but it sure the hell gives them some more scoring.
Yeah, well, like a wise man once told me, offense packs gyms, defense wins championships.
I think that what Fatboy is trying to allude to, though, that big trade of Peyton Watson from the Nuggets, who was one of their best wing defenders and three-point shooters.
How do you trade him?
Cavs, and Mark Strauss ended up to the Clippers in a multi-team, in a multi-trade.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
How do you deal away Peyton Watson and get DeMar DeRozan in return, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's, you know. Because the name and the history of what they've done, yeah, it's cool, but I'm sorry. The defense in Denver is atrocious. That's been their problem. Jokic can't defend. I love him, but he can't defend. Murray can't defend. Christian Braun can't defend. Cam Johnson can't defend. None of these dudes can defend. And Minnesota told them that and went right at them and embarrassed them. Again. So, Denver is not a contender with that move.
They said that, apparently they said the five Bus siblings were united in selling the Lakers share. Yeah, of course, $10 billion, you all could be united.
All except Gina.
Well, it wouldn't be that. It would have been, were you talking about maybe about $200 million or $2.2 billion.
Yeah, still a lot of money, bro.
Yeah. Because they already got the $10 billion in the sale, the original sale, so that's just the rest.
Right, they're making good money all the way around. Yeah. It was a win-win for them. You cannot say it wasn't a win for them. They won clear cut.
Boy, that kind of money, I wouldn't be complaining. Just give me my jacket and let me go. I'll find somebody. I'll find some other team to invest in. There's always be another team around that needs somebody you want.
Are they the part owners of the Sparks as well or no?
They were.
They were.
To my knowledge.
Yeah, they were. So.
All right, let's get to the first commercial break, guys. On the flip side of the break, we're going to talk some NFL action. Obviously, we need to hear from 49ers camp. We need to hear from Dolphins camp. We need to hear from Ravens camp, and we'll hear from Cowboys camp. All right? And obviously, we'll hear throughout the league as well, too. So we'll take a quick break and keep it right where you got it, the press box, all brought to you for us by the Island Game. KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, and Harborside Marine continues right after this.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Sunday, August 23rd edition of the Press Box. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, KFC Nassau, Green Parrot, and Harborside Marine. All right, we're back at you. We're pivoting to the NFL right now. 12:23 p.m. is the time. We're pivoting to the NFL. Obviously, we need to talk about several things that's going on. And one of the big things coming out of the NFL is the quarterback controversy in Cleveland.
I don't see it a controversy. Shador.
Thank you. Agreed.
I think it should do it. It's hands down no brainer, but you have to think that they gave Deshaun Watson $287 million guaranteed.
And that's tough. They got to eat
that's that. What I said. You ain't going to pay somebody all that money, not them on the bench.
Listen, the Dolphins made the decision to eat almost $95 million or something, or $51 million. Yeah, almost $95 million of two-hour money to clear that out of the books. You're going to have to eat it because he's not going to be your quarterback. He looked bad. And the fans booing the crap out of him.
Well, we got Watson. We're going to go to a clip right now from Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Press conference, you know, addressing that. But obviously, the Cleveland fans have been booing him. Remember when he tore his Achilles last season? They cheered.
Yeah, he alluded to that. I don't know if it's in this statement either, but he alluded to that in the press conference.
So, Mr. Producer, if you have that clip lined up, let's check in and hear from Deshaun Watson, post-Cleveland Browns press conference, post-game pre-Cleveland Browns press conference, and then we'll be back to offer our insight on the situation, the quarterback situation in Cleveland with Shedeur Sanders and Deshaun Watson.
There were some boos out there. Just what was your kind of reaction in the moment?
Man, I didn't have no reaction. I think the biggest thing is, I think you guys know too, and I think the whole world knows, it has nothing to do about the performance. It's a little bit personal than that. So I think that's it's a disrespectful thing. I'm gonna keep whatever I feel with me and my family internally on how I feel about that. Just move on.
But don't you think, Deshaun, that winning and playing better would eliminate some of that booing?
Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt. So does that have to do with, what does that have to do with anything about performance? When a person get hurt, especially for your own city, and they cheer.
Does any of that make you regret coming here?
No, I don't regret anything in my life. You know, I think the Lord put me through situations for a reason. So I don't regret anything at all. But, you know, I had different thoughts on how it was going to be. But, you know, it is what it is.
Very interesting.
Very tone deaf, too.
Listen, though, I'm going to be honest with you. And Starboy could probably tell me exactly what year it was. What year did the Cleveland Browns have the passing camp here in the Bahamas and they were staying at the Atlantis?
Oh, Lord, I can't remember. This was sometime recent. I know that for sure.
Hold I think on. Maybe when Deshaun signed his first contract. The reason why I remember I went to track them down was because Amari Cooper had just been traded to the Cleveland
Browns. This was 2022. This was literally the same offseason that they got Deshaun.
Okay,
and I wanted to get Amari Cooper to autograph the jersey. And when I did track them down, they were in the casino. And David Njoku was there. Amari Cooper was there. Another one of the wide receivers was there. I can't remember the name right now, but he just recently got released from Cleveland. The tight ends were there as well, and one of the running backs. And people were coming up to them. They were taking pictures, signing autographs. The only one that was an absolute jerk was Watson. So I get the fact that Cleveland fans may not like him, may not take to him, and have a distaste for him. I don't say cheer when any player gets injured, whether you like him or not.
Yeah.
On anybody. But I think there was a strong distaste for him in Cleveland with that contract and everything, and his attitude didn't help the situation go into Cleveland from Houston.
You know, there were talks he was a jerk down in Houston. So I'm not surprised that this is happening there in Cleveland. You know? And he always looked at somebody who was kind of like nonchalant to it. Like, how could you say anything in your life, you know? I'm like, that's, bro, you're being tone deaf. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you get that kind of money, you end up telling me, you know, tone deaf things. And you were sitting on what? How much I guarantee? What, 230 something?
I had 230 million.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
first time in the NFL history, a whole contract was fully guaranteed.
But that was stupid. I mean, some Cleveland moves of that.
Man, I know if I was the one who had to be calling him, I think I'd be cussing him like today. Like, man, what are you doing?
Hello?
I'm telling you, man, like I say, that there's a lot going on in Cleveland. Now, here's where Stadway can speak to it. You have experience with head coach Monken over there in Cleveland. He was the former offensive coordinator in Baltimore.
Exactly.
Based on your experience with him, who do you think he's leaning toward? Because he's quite the poker player. He's given a great poker face. You can't really tell.
I can't tell you who he's leaning toward. I can tell you who he would make better and who would better fit his system, and that's Shador Sanders. And the reason I say that, younger, not as much injury, scars on his body, not as much baggage from the injury on his body, more athletic. And he, at this point, would be more susceptible to actually running the system. Because when Monken came in, he didn't take away what made Lamar great, but he let Lamar show, like, all of his arsenal. Because that was the thing on Lamar. He couldn't pass the football. So Monken designed plays where Lamar could showcase his arm and didn't have to rely on his legs. But when the situation called for it, you use your legs. You don't just take away that gift. And that's why Lamar threw for 4,000 yards, 41 touchdowns, and the like, and won an MVP. So I think Shador would definitely be more coachable and susceptible to the system. And Deshaun is just too injured and old at this point. And look how he's carrying on in this post-game presser. You played bad. Just own it, bro.
Bro, he played horrible. He was looking like 2-0-2 was playing a game a couple nights ago when he's throwing the ball to the ground.
Hey, did you see Michael Penix point at Tua and just be like, this we all chose over me?
Well, speaking of Penix, he's been officially cleared to practice fully, according to head coach Kevin Stefanski. And he's going to be available. And now it is a heated quarterback competition between Tua and Penix.
Tua could have secured the job, but no. No. Everything for Tua has to be a challenge.
I think Penix wins that job in the long run.
As do I.
Is that a heated competition, Atlanta, or is it just that the media building it up? Because the way he was run out of Miami and the contract that he had in Miami, and he comes to Atlanta. I don't know if it's heated competition in Atlanta as it is outside of Atlanta, if you know what I'm saying.
I feel you. Yeah.
More of a story in Atlanta than elsewhere.
Yeah. I think it's more of a story outside of Atlanta than it is in Atlanta. ESPN talking about it, we talking about it. I'd be interested to see what the sports radios in Atlanta are saying.
That's an interesting take, because a lot of people are trying to push the Falcons to do something this year, but I don't know, especially when we got issues with quarterback and your options at quarterback.
I know one thing. If Tua is the starting quarterback, you better get Kyle. That's his name? The tight end? In your fantasy team.
Kyle Pitts, yeah, but I saw that from that
name. Kyle Pitts, yeah. You said that. He's going to give you a lot of points.
He can get two, especially the PPR league.
That's
the tight end to go for. First round pick. That's the first tight end off the board.
Kyle Pitts.
No, sir.
If
Tua is a quarterback, Kyle Pitts can catch more ball than he ever caught in the first 4 years of his career, though.
Exactly.
Look what Tua did for Jonnu Smith a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw that for his arm. I was like, God, this man sucks. But I hate it.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
So.
Like you say, probably that might just be the media pushing that, because I don't see very much of a controversy. It's just that Panics couldn't stay healthy. So if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to get that job anyhow.
Yeah, if he stays healthy, I think he'll get it. Did you say Scott?
Apologies. I was muted. Apologies.
Stop pulling the pearly. That's only my job, man. Stop trying to take my job.
If Tua can stay healthy, I mean, I don't know, man. I think Penix has it, because Tua just, there's something about him that I don't trust him as the quarterback of my team.
He's not a confident quarterback.
Exactly.
He's afraid to get hit.
He could win you 10 games and then go to the playoffs and just throw up a dud.
But he's afraid. He's afraid to get hit. He's afraid that he's going to get another
concussion. I would trust Penix before Tua. I hate to say
if you get an all-pro offensive line, if you get a serious offensive line and put Tua back there, he'll look really good. He will look really good. As long as he's fully protected, he can get that level of confidence, but he's not worried about getting hit. He's not worried about a blindside hit. Miami had crappy offensive lines under him. So, I mean, honestly, he is. So, he looked good. But the point is, I don't know if they could get that level of confidence back. I think that's gone. I don't see Tua in the league much longer.
Nor do I. I'm sorry.
Or if he stays in the league, I see him go into, like, a Dallas is the backup to pre, the, and I'm just using them as like a Dallas or a team
that has a blessing Sunday.
No, let me rephrase that. Then. Or go into a team that has an established quarterback and he's the number two, hoping the quarterback don't get hurt.
We have an established quarterback at the number two quarterback position, and his name is Joe Milton.
The third.
Yeah, but you know, Milton may go somewhere.
No, did you see the game when he turned in again? Two great preseason performances. Did you see yesterday what he did?
Lottie, I honestly, I watch the first series of a preseason game and then I go. I wanted to look at the Myers kid, the offensive lineman. He's a dud. Time for him to go. So I watched him a couple of times. I like the three rookie wide receivers we got. Tutu Atwell was really hurt. I mean,
Now you see why the Rams let him go.
Yeah, I see why they let him go. He's not. He don't have it. He don't have it. And then that the quarterback Miller, he look okay. He look like he could take U.S. job to be the number two and definitely at least the number three. You know, but when you see the headlines, Giants crush Dolphins. Miami didn't play any of their players.
Yeah, I don't like headlines like that in the preseason.
Willis didn't even put on a uniform. Willis didn't put on a. Solar didn't play. Chop didn't play. Jordan didn't play. A lot of players didn't play yesterday.
Well, speaking of somebody who did play, making a comeback 8 months in the making, Denver Broncos quarterback Bo Nix came back, had a 21-yard touchdown to R.J. Harvey, the running back. And he said he's excited and not really nervous to be back. So I'm glad to see Bo Nix coming back after that injury. It took 8 months for him to get back.
OBJ OBJ looked pretty good yesterday. He put a move on a cornerback last night, almost broke his ankles. Look, you know, vintage OBJ.
Nostalgic right there.
From Bo Nix to OBJ, though.
Let's talk about players who are coming back.
Okay. OBJ, I didn't really pay no attention to OBJ, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. He's better. He's going to be forced this year.
For the Giants?
I decree it.
Do not sleep on the Giants. They're not going anywhere.
I'm trolling with OBJ, but the Giants will be a tough team, though.
Yeah, they're not going to go anywhere, but they could sneak you. You could be needing a win for the division, and they punch you right in the nose.
Seahawks have placed wide receiver Jake Bobo on season-ending injured reserve. That's kind of surprising because he was supposed to have a big year for Seattle this year. He was supposed to start in as the number two behind Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp's still there, though.
But he's in decline, though.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp is long. What's your word is, not he long in the tooth?
Very long in the tooth.
Yeah, but he's still serviceable, though. Still very serviceable.
This is true.
He's serviceable, but
he's serviceable.
He's not going to be that go-to guy like when you need a first down. They're not going to look at him. They can look at him second and three. You know, everybody looking at
serviceable. That's what Jigba, I mean.
And you just hit him.
Yeah. You're not the third down target. That's Smith and Jigba, the tight end.
Did you see the 69-yard field goal attempt that would not go in the record books?
What do you mean by Harrison Butker?
Yeah, it will not go in the record because it's a preseason game.
I'm pretty sure Cam Little from the, what's they're called, from the Jacksonville Jaguars is a 70-yarder. That didn't count as well. And then he had 68-yarder.
Brandon Aubrey has a 71-yarder that didn't count, if we're saying that. But do the two aforementioned kickers have six career 60-yard-plus field goals under their belt, like Aubrey does?
Probably Justin Tucker's the only other guy to do that. Maybe. But he's gone now, so...
Longer. I hope Aubrey doesn't get in that jinx this year.
You don't worry about Aubrey. You worry about your Dolphins, okay?
No, don't worry about him. If he's available in fantasy, I'm drafting him. Don't tell me don't worry about him.
Anyway, you do that foolishness again this year and see what don't happen.
I ain't coming to win. I know, in this way, no friends. I don't like you when it comes to fantasy football.
Yeah, but keep it that way, because I don't like none of you. I like trying to win, too. You ain't like. Don't mind Mega grinning. Mega's be right there in the cut plotting.
Waiting to sneak. I'm just so sorry. My chalk, it's not coming in the league this year.
No.
Chef, don't tell Chef I say that, though.
Man, Chef, expanding Chef, going to the Dominican Republic. Chef will be back next year.
I see that. No, he's doing wonderful. I'm so proud of him. No, we've known each other all our lives. I'm really proud of him.
That's why, you know, it's all good. When he reached out, I said, no, man, we'll hold your place till next year. You're a big part of the league. You get back in next year. So his team is on a rental, and the person managing that team this year knows they're on a rental. They are going to be fired at the end of the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about being on the hot seat from the break. All right, so let's look at some WNBA picks for today, because we got to get to the break in short order. We got Rich Eisen taking us home today. Rich talking NFC and AFC. Got a good breakdown on what's more likely. So we're definitely looking forward to hearing that. But I do want to remind you, man, it's all about $10,000 cold cash up for grabs courtesy of the Island Game. It's all about their NFL Survivor Pool this year. And they got $10,000, like I said, up for grabs. All you have to do is pick a different team every week and survive. Last survivor standing wins the $10,000 cash. You must be registered with the Island Game. So if you haven't set up an Island Game account, simply log on to theislandgame.com. All the instructions are right there. Deadline for entry is September 9th. And you're allowed to enter 20 times. And it's $10 an entry form. And you got a great chance to win that cold $10,000 cash, courtesy of the Island Game Survivor Pool, NFL Survivor Pool 2026. All right, we're picking WNBA today, fellas. That's all we got to pick today.
And so who's to pick today? I mean, because you don't want to talk baseball, but that's fine. We can do WNBA. I'm good.
We talked baseball earlier, Pearly.
No, I mean, picks. But that's all we can
I'm
do.
I'm trying to pick 15 games.
No, we picked the best five. You know, of course, the Dodgers, of course, the Yankees.
I picked the Yankees to win tonight, and I picked the Dodgers to win tonight.
Two words, Naughty, just two.
Yankees in the money line, Dodgers to cover 1.5.
Just two words.
Yankees win?
Who Yankees got tonight? Toronto. The Blue Jays? Well, I don't know. Soriano going for the Jays. That can be a good game to watch.
Come on, some Jays.
And they're playing good ball right now.
Not good enough.
I like the Yankees tonight. They're home. But let's do WNBA.
Got the Storm and the Wings at 4 p.m. in the first game. Dallas -8.5. Over 175. I like Dallas to cover the 8.5. I think they blow them out today.
Yeah. Dallas, I think so.
What say you start, boy?
I like the Wings to win that as well.
What about you, Mega?
Like you hear?
Unless them three initials got Mega again. The Fever in the Sky. Indiana 3.5-point favorites over the Sky.
Yeah, boy. Indiana is a much better team.
I'm going to go with the Fever to win and cover since they lost last night.
The Fever are going to destroy them.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Fever and the money. The Fever and the points. Fever, they're going to come back. And home got only had 5 points last night? Okay.
Look at the Washington Mystics, all at 21-15. Remember I told you about them when they was 9-7 a long time ago? Watch out for them.
Yes, you did.
They're taking on the Fire tonight, and I like them to cover the 5.5 points against the Fire.
I like them on the money line. The Fire is played, even though the Fire loses, Fire gives you a good game. I like them on the money line. Mystics.
And then you got the Aces and Tempo. Aces 14.5-point favorites, over 181.5. I like the Aces, but play it safe. Take them in the money line. Sometimes they play down to their competition. I don't know if the 14.5 is a cover, so maybe just take the money line and be safe with the Aces.
Is getting the playoff fever Asia can go off on them, but I agree with you. I think that 14 is a little bit.
Sometimes they will destroy them.
They will, but I don't know if it's going to be 14 points. Probably be in double digits, but I think they can fall short.
All right. And there you have it. That's what's on tap in the WNBA. And like I said, you got some good baseball games today as well. And keep an ear out because you're going to start to hear rumblings out of NFL camps too as to who's going to get cut. Because next was the final preseason game.
Yeah, because the way Halfley spoke last night, he pissed. Looks like some fellas can get cut.
Huh?
Halfley, you could have said it was like a middle of the season game. You're battling for a playoff spot the way Halfley carried on in his press conference last night. Oh, my goodness. He was pissed. And he tell him, if you don't perform in this team, you can't be here. There's some fellas out there who can get cut might be better than you and we might pick them up.
That's true, too.
He was pissed. He basically said, listen, play. And he said, I don't mind losing, but give me an effort. Play. And if you ain't gonna play, time to go. Basically, that's my interpretation of what he had to say. But he was really upset. He called them out.
Good stuff, guys. Appreciate your chiming in. It's about that time, man. Maggie, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
But listen, I think the Niners finally find their wide receiver. I can just keep watching him for now. But Scribbling look like he might be the real deal.
Scribbling look legit, boy.
Yeah. That might be the next one since T.O. right there.
What about you there, Stat Boy?
Three words. Jacoby frickin' Lane. Lane 6.
There you go. What about you, Pearly?
I'm just waiting. My concentration knowing my Dolphins ain't gonna be crap. Let's go Dodgers. Three-peat. Snell tonight.
Well, I guess I better leave you with. How about them Cowboys?
Don't worry, Jay. Somebody might give Jay $20 million to sell that.
They ain't selling that.
I'd be the first one to run him right there to do it.
Wait, $20 million, boy, Brady. Listen, I'd have been telling him, listen, you spell on Tom with an I. That's
$20
million?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You know, for Stat Boy, Pearly, Mega, our super producer, somebody doing a great job today, man. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Everybody who chimed in, called in, texted in. Good stuff, man. We'll see you next week right here for the Press Box. And enjoy your sports Sunday.
Ciao.
School year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express.
complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Christopher, you have the floor.
I had some fun putting these together. Okay, good to know. Week. Not that I don't every week, but this was particularly because we got week two of the preseason. So all these kind of involve these teams.
Excellent context.
Out of the context. It played last night, guys. More likely West Coast team to win more games this year, 49ers or Chargers?
Oh, my gosh. Great question. Great question. I'll go Chargers. I'll go our neighbors across the street. I don't know why. It just did.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? I don't know any particular reason? You want to talk this out?
Yeah, I think Herbert's going to get dialed up and plussed up.
Okay.
Daniel. And a better offensive line.
Okay.
And last year. Not alone. You heard DJ this week, Daniel Jeremiah, saying nobody's talking about Omarion Hampton to win the rushing title.
Yeah.
He's not throwing that around just to get buzz. That's not Daniel. So I'll do that. I mean, and this could be completely, you know, recency bias. Right now the 49ers are banged up the whole bit. You know, so I'll go with that.
Okay. These two teams face off tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
They've played in two Super Bowls against each other, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more likely to have the more dangerous offense this season? Philadelphia or New England?
Danger.
What does that mean, dangerous?
Put up more points.
Is that what it means?
Explosive points. Fantasy people, kind of just all-encompassing.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go... Great question. I'll go New England here. Drake May throws better deep ball than anybody else.
A little deeper receiver room, too.
Seemingly. Saquon, we need to see him get a nice little bounce back. And then New England, I think Travion Henderson is going to start getting.
They got a good two-headed monster there. Okay. Running back.
I'll do that just because you thought I was going to go the other way around. I like zagging when you think I'm going to zig.
I just think you like zagging on me.
What else?
More likely South champ to repeat as division winner, Panthers and Jaguars. They play each other this week.
I'll go Jaguars.
Shaggy.
I'll go Jacksonville.
Are you feeling Teron Armstead that the Saints might be the sneaky NFC South play?
No, I just think the South is going to be stronger than what people think on the NFC side of things. And on the AFC side of things, you know, I kind of, you know, and I know there's Houston that's sitting right there. So I think Liam Cohen and may have unlocked something with Trevor Lawrence. And last year, there's a reason why Trevor had one of his best seasons.
Yeah.
And this year might be better. So I'll go there. Boy, you're putting me in positions.
It's not going to get any
more
easier.
Likely. Okay. What else?
This group is always a topic of conversation with these teams. More likely pass-catching core to have a better season, Broncos or Packers?
I'll go Denver. Sutton's going to be there, what, round three, round four in some fantasy draft?
Flies under the radar.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And then you got Waddle.
He might even drop around because of Waddle.
I said
pass catchers to include Tucker Kraft for.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know, to be honest, the wide receiver room in Green Bay
always hurt.
You know, Watkins and Reed,
Golden.
How often are they going to be out there playing?
For sure.
You know, and plus I got to do this for you. TJ, this one's for you, man.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the wide receiver room in Denver includes Oregon Duck Troy Franklin, and that's, you know.
That's my G.
Throw up the O, man.
Throw up the O, TJ,
that's
do
what
it.
Happens now that you give this man shoes and he starts caping. He starts caping. Yeah, the kendo stick pointing to the free shoes that caused him. Well, it's odd. Isn't it funny that he keeps Florida State?
And their free shoes their university. Free shoes. Yeah, I mean? Thought that.
You know what I mean? He gets free shoes and he keeps Florida State, but bounces Penn State.
I ain't bounced nobody.
Oh, you certainly did. What else, Chris?
This could be your second round decision, guys. More likely running back you'd rather have in fantasy.
Okay.
Travis Etienne or Kyren Williams? That's a real decision in the second round.
I'm going to go HN. I'll do that. Kyren is awesome.
Yes.
Kyren gets slept on.
He gets slept on.
I know. Very much so. Balake Karum, I don't know how many more carries he's going to get this year. And so there's a true, if you will, vulture chance on the Rams than there may be with Kamara out for a month on the Saints. Right?
One. Yeah, but it was a month last starting last week. So by the time the season started, maybe it's on Kamara. I don't know. We'll see, man.
Kyren Williams, all he does is produce.
And plus, I just need to zag because everybody thinks I'm such a passionate Rams fan. That's all I do is choose Rams.
It's true.
I'm just trying to spread the chips out across the table here as I keep rolling for the point.
36 touchdowns but in the last
I
three
mean,
years for Kyren.
I'm
rushing.
I've got a second overall choice in my poker league.
Second overall, 10 team league.
Will I on the back end with the 19th overall pick have this choice? Do you think?
I doubt it. Oh, really?
I doubt it.
I think it might be likely.
I doubt it.
Kyren should definitely be gone. Travis should probably be there.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if I'd do it anyway because I'm going to take a running back first. So I gotta spread that out.
Why are you giving away your strategy?
What do you mean?
He's taking Gibbs or Bijan, right? At second over. Yeah.
But they don't know that.
What else?
Zag and take Chase.
What else?
Rich, here we go. This one is for you, honestly. Is it more likely that Jackson Dart visits the blue tent this weekend or Tua gets two first downs on the opening drive?
Tua gets two first downs on the opening drive. Come on, man.
I don't know. Two first downs.
Let's speak positivity.
Uno dos.
Let's put it into the universe.
You put it out earlier.
And there is no independent neurologist conspiracy theory. What do we call that? INCT. I shouldn't say CT when it comes to this.
Well, probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
There isn't. Okay? There's no big blue tinfoil hat here. It ain't.
Okay.
So let's just tighten up the protection.
Okay, great.
Let's execute.
Okay.
Let's get the ball out. Let's get Malik Nabers back healthy. Let's get Skatiti Bo, you know, doing the right thing. And by the way, I just saw on my timeline here, Odell Beckham is cooking people. Let's get him up and running. Let's go. So I'll go Tua getting a Tua first down.
Ooh.
First drive.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Two more.
Mm.
More likely battling quarterbacks to look more impressive in preseason week two, J.J. McCarthy or either Browns player, Watson or Shador. Who's going to look better this weekend?
I think Watson against the twos and threes. He should look as impressive as ever.
Well, should and
I got it.
Do. Or...
So I'll go there. Okay. You know, if Shador's playing the whole first half and Watson's getting out there to start the second half, and, you know, what are the Bills going to have, you know, twos out there or threes? I don't know. So Watson in the second half of a preseason game should look the most impressive of anybody else.
He better.
Well, it's not like what's better.
What's better likely?
Right. That's not proper English. What else?
Last one. More likely, team to miss the playoffs for a second straight year that would surprise you the most. Chiefs or Cowboys?
This is great. This is so good.
What's more likely Friday?
You know what your answer is. Just say it.
Chiefs.
Yeah.
That would surprise me. It was very, it would be very surprising.
It would surprise you the most if the Chiefs put the playoffs?
Out of these two?
Cowboys are just, you know, I think they have turned a corner. I think they have cleared the bad karma, if they have any. Kind of feel it, you know?
I think top to bottom, Dallas has a much better roster.
Okay, so you think you'd answer Dallas there?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if Dallas makes the playoffs.
I think Mahomes is coming back with a big, massive chip on his shoulder, and the rest of that roster feels the same way. And there are some lion-hearted guys there that just won't allow it.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.